This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The redacted version of the special counsel's Russia investigation report will be available to Congress and the public this week. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Justice Department says it will release the report Thursday after officials finish stripping it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Attorney General William Barr has already told Congress the probe did not find that Trump associates conspired with Russia during the election, but the special counsel did not reach a definitive conclusion on whether President Trump's actions amounted to obstruction of justice. Barr says he doesn't believe there's enough evidence to prove he did. The president's again seized on that today in attacking the probe.
However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it'll depend on just how much information remains unredacted and available to the public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Demonstrators in Sudan's capital are defying attempts by the military to break up their ongoing protest. Correspondent Naba Moabdeen reports for VOA from Khartoum.
Protesters on Monday say troops tried to clear their ongoing sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. But the protesters who have camped out since the military announced the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir last Thursday refused to move. The protesters are demanding a quicker move to civilian rule in Sudan than the military's announced two-year transition to an elected government. The military's transitional leadership has changed twice since it said Bashir had been placed under house arrest following 4 months of popular demonstrations. Naba Muhyiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The operator